Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. His glory is available. And the glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself, the only true God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. We welcome you. We're so grateful to be yours. Jesus, reveal yourself to us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge that you are God. Amen. Did you know that man was born to fellowship with God? He's the most wonderful, most beautiful being in the universe. His name is the Jehovah God Almighty, the Father, His Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The chief end of man is to know Him, which is the greatest thing, the greatest choice a human can ever make, is to say yes to Him instead of self. The end result, the deepest reality, is fellowship with Him. He literally offers to fellowship with a person. And I want to continue to proclaim that. And Jesus said in Revelation 3:20, talked about this, but He used an allegory, which is a story with a hidden meaning. He's a story or a picture with a hidden meaning. But the hidden meaning is that whoever stays with Jesus Christ their whole life, when they make it to heaven, they will fellowship with Him forever. In heaven, His heaven is filled with the presence of God, the presence of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Holy Spirit fills heaven and fills the earth. Amen. Okay. This week, I'm brief of some messages that are basically titled The Battle for Human Souls. This is still within the series called The Glory of the Lord. The series, The Glory of the Lord, could last forever. We could do one series and we would, even for 10,000 times 10,000 years, would just be beginning to know Him and how wonderful He is. Amen. But this, I want to just briefly touch on two aspects of the battle for human souls. Number one, God is merciful. He offers to every person Himself and His mercy and everything about Him, His attributes. And we see this today, especially in the last 2,000 years, because of Jesus Christ. He's revealed Himself fully through Jesus Christ. And then also even in the Old Testament. I want to give some specific examples. But this is so important that we understand God is merciful. He's a God of love. And He has revealed this. It's just a wonderful thing. Now, the other point is the reality, very tragic reality, that most people today and throughout history choose self, have chosen and choose self instead of God. I don't want to sound harsh. I don't want to come across as being negative. But this is actually a truth that's revealed in the Bible. And we can see it in our own experience of living on the earth. Very clearly, most people do not receive His mercy. They do not repent before it's too late. And there's I believe it's the most serious thing in every person's life. Is this choice between God and self. Someone's eternity depends on it. First, I want to speak about God's mercy. It is so wonderful to get the revelation that God has revealed Himself fully and completely through his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead. He's the image of the invisible God. He literally, everything about Jesus Christ reveals the Father. Amen. I mean, it's just incredible. And this is something the Holy Spirit reveals. It's pretty easy to prove and to see God's mercy through Jesus Christ, isn't it? It's so wonderful to read the Gospels, to read about specifically, you know, we have recorded there what Jesus did as a man in his 3 years of ministry and beyond that, but he's the same today. So for 2,000 years, we have been in this age. People call it the age of grace, but now it's harder, though, more difficult, right, to prove it from the Old Testament. But I want to present some things from the Old Testament. But Jesus Christ, we see it again and again in his ministry. Let's remember, he's God Almighty. He's the Son of God, but he's literally the Lord God Almighty. And everything he did, everything he said, reveals, as I mentioned, reveals the Father. But to think, you know, just an overview, okay? He had compassion on people. We know the wonderful miracles he did, healings. Healing, in many times it says he healed everyone who is following him. And remember, he had at times 20,000 people following him. That's incredible. That, in terms of a percentage, that would be like having, who knows what, if that same percentage of the population today was following someone, it might be hundreds of thousands of people, right? Because back then there were not as many people living in that area. But anyone who came to him in humility, he had compassion, right? And he forgave. He was a friend of tax collectors who were robbers and sinners and prostitutes. He was the woman who was going to be stoned. All the men were going to stone her. Jesus forgave her. Said, you know, famous story. Time and time again, he had compassion. At one point, the people were following him and didn't have food and so forth. He had compassion on the people, and then did the incredible miracle of bread, you know, multiplying the bread and fish. So on and on and on we see, okay, let's look at the biggest thing. He died for the world. I mean, there's no greater thing that someone could ever do. And that reveals literally the Father's mercy and love. Glory to God. I mean, that just to think, that's all we need to know. That's all we need to know. We could stop right now. There's no need to go any further. But I do want to give some examples from the Old Testament. And we see these same truths in the Old Testament, okay? You might call it the two sides, God's love and mercy, but the fact that man chooses self. How frustrating that, and tragic it is. But in the Old Testament, so let me just list some of them. Number one, after Adam sinned, God had complete mercy. Went looking for Adam, clothed him with coats of skins, which was a prophecy and foreshadowing of Jesus Christ's death. Had a plan of salvation, protected the tree of life with the cherubim, protecting mankind's salvation, actually. Okay, so that's starting with the first person. We see, even though Adam chose self, and hid from God, blamed God, didn't want God, had mercy. Number two, the people in the time of Noah. Now, this is a more difficult one. People present, can come up with all kinds of objections from the Old Testament against trying to prove that God's not merciful. But really, if you look at, I just want to hone in on Noah for, I just reread the passage, for 100 years, he apparently, now this is, I'm just paraphrasing, I'm giving an overview, but basically, as from what I can tell, there was about 100 years where Noah was preparing the ark, and people in that time knew that this man was doing this, and they, you know, what I believe in that part of the world, people would have been warned that there was a flood coming, and they could have repented. Anyone who repented during that time could have been saved. Okay, number three, Sodom and Gomorrah, a city with what's in the Bible, some translations say a city with grave sin, grievous sin, sin is very great, very serious sin. Abraham interceded, and God, famous story, God said if there were only 10 righteous people in the city, he would save the city. Famous story. This is all in the book of Genesis. Okay. Number four. God forgave. God warned Lot and his family so that they could escape Sodom and Gomorrah. And they did, except for, remember, Jesus even said, remember Lot's wife. Lot looked back and turned into a pillar of salt. All right, that's number five, God forgave Nineveh. Number six, Jonah was rescued from the whale. Number seven, Israel was delivered. That's, of course, famous story in Exodus. So what we see is, if you really look closely at these revelations, it reveals God's mercy and his love, and he's the same yesterday, today, forever. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, forever. The other side is, we see also in the Old Testament and in the ministry of when Jesus was a man on the earth, and in the last 2,000 years, and today, most people choose self. And it goes from the first person all the way into the millennium. Even in the millennium, we read in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 9, it says it very clearly. But again, let's look at the overall big picture. From Genesis to Revelation to today to the last 2,000 years, most people tragically choose self. So just an overview. Already spoke about Adam, okay? Cain chose self, killed his brother Abel. The people in the time of Noah. It was a very, very serious what's in Genesis 6. It's right there in the Bible. I don't want to go into it too much, but believe it or not, and I've mentioned this before, I've heard a great man of God teach about this. It's right there in Genesis 6. You can read about it. Angels came down, procreated with women. They chose self, obviously. And it produced giants on the earth, and this is Genesis 6:5. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. Okay, let's go to the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. I already mentioned that, you know, their sin was very serious, very grievous, okay? Let's go ahead. Okay, so we see this in the Old Testament. Now, in the ministry of Jesus, when Jesus was a man on the earth, I'm going to put these in the notes. There's 12 different revelations, you might say, of how the people, generally, most people, if you want to be mild about it, chose self instead of choosing God, Jesus Christ, even when he was a man on the earth. I'm just going to put these in the notes. Jesus also, famous portion, said, "Enter by the narrow gate. Wide is the gate, broad is the road that leads to destruction. There are many who go in by it." He said, "But how narrow is the gate and constricted is the way that leads to life, and there are few who go in by it." Right there. That's most people. Okay? Go in by the wide is the gate, broad is the road. For the last 2,000 years, we see that even, get this, in the book of Revelation, it talks about the Babylon and the fall, and these, it's very, this is a whole different teaching. But remember, the Bible uses, uses allegories and parables and metaphors and so forth. We have symbols. We have to look at what do these things stand for. Babylon, in Revelation, it talks about a lot. That's the false church of the last 2,000 years. To think that even the false church that's supposed to be the church of Jesus Christ is actually killing, we know that there are people who, many, many people have been martyred throughout history for their faith by the church. I mean, Martin Luther risked his life to do what he did, and people who did what he did before him were killed by the church. I mean, just to think that just someone who hears this it's almost like it doesn't make sense. But again, it's just in this same truth. It's this same thing. We can see it today. When we, if we live on the earth and we deal with the public and deal with people, we see this time and time again. Most people do not choose Jesus Christ. They don't fear God and so forth. A great man I mentioned this in a previous message. Here's a good example. A man with a pretty big ministry. He's got more than 200,000 followers on YouTube. He gives talks. And proclaims the gospel. He's doing great things. He does a little test. And he says, okay, everyone here, think of someone that you know who's not saved. And do they have are they on a quest to really find the truth? And then he might have 100, 200, 300 people in the room. Maybe one or two hands go up. Then he says, okay, now raise your hand if that person is apathetic towards the gospel or even hostile. Almost every hand goes up. And he says it's like that every time he does this test. Okay, so it's frustrating to me that I've talked to people recently who say, let me just put it this way. Many people would disagree with that general truth that most people do not get saved, right? They, whatever the people's beliefs are, it's pretty clear from all these examples I've given and from our experience and so forth. And again, even in the book of Revelation. This is Revelation 9, verse 20. But the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. They did not repent of their murders or their sorceries or their sexual immorality or their thefts. So, okay, across the board we see this. Now, let me wrap up with how glorious it is that God has offered His Son, Jesus Christ, to mankind, the greatest offer ever made to the human race. And He offers His glory, His majesty, His beauty, His everything about Him is so glorious. And anyone who makes it to heaven will fellowship with Him forever. So receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you have not, if you have somehow are away from Jesus, come back to Him. Amen, amen.